This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This weekly series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Recently, Senator Thurmond, the Supreme Court of the United States has handed down a decision concerning prayer in the public schools. And I understand that you are among the many lawmakers on Capitol Hill who feels that the decision goes even further than the one case to which it specifically applies.
Yes, Dick, I think this is one of the worst decisions the Supreme Court has ever handed down. Our nation is so intertwined with religion and God that it is impossible to separate it. Our founding fathers made it so. And beginning with the Declaration of Independence, I might say, and from then on down, God has been brought into our government. God is acknowledged. This Supreme Court decision would cast God and religion out entirely. Karl Marx, the man in whose brain the germ of communism arose, who was born in Germany in 1818 and who did not live to see communism actually come into reality when Lenin took over Russia in 1917, said he had two goals in life. One was to destroy capitalism, and the other was to dethrone God. And it seems today that these goals expressed back there by Karl Marx are being put into effect as much as possible in many facets of our government. There are attempts to destroy our private enterprise system. And there are now attempts, it seems, to take God out of the life of our government and our people.
Now, Senator Thurmond, the specific case upon which the Supreme Court ruled came up from the state of New York, and it involved a prayer which was being recited on an optional basis by students in the public schools in New York. Exactly what does that prayer say?
Well, I will read that prayer. It's very short. The court ruled out this simple 22-word New York school prayer, which reads this way. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. That's all the prayer said, very short. But the court found this to be an attempt to establish a religion in conflict with the First Amendment to the Constitution, which provides that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, Dick, I would point out to you here this wording again, and I want to read that one sentence to you because it's very significant. The Constitution says that Congress, not the states, Congress, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, Congress has made no law here. This was an action by the states which they had a right to take. And it's a violation of states' rights for the Supreme Court now to come in and take such action as it did. It's depriving the states of a right reserved to them under the Constitution to have prayer in their schools if they desire to do so.
Well, in other words, in drawing up the First Amendment, the Founding Fathers actually were guarding against the establishment of a national religion by the federal government. They were not trying to tell the states what they could or could not do in respect to religion.
That's correct. They were trying to put a prohibition. The states, when they wrote the Constitution, included this provision that Congress would make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They were putting a prohibition on what Congress could do. They were not putting a prohibition on what the states could do. And all the powers they did not delegate to the national government were reserved to the states. And they did not delegate to the national government any power in this field.
Now, in the 6-1 decision, the court said in effect that it was unconstitutional for the state of New York to have this prayer recited in its schools on an optional basis by school children. But does the decision go further? And if so, how, Senator?
Well, I think the decision possibly is significant not just for the effects it will have on the New York prayer, but more importantly for the precedent it sets for more anti-religious decisions that may follow. I think this sets a precedent, Dick, for many other decisions that might follow that might go even much further than this. In fact, right here in Washington now, the school superintendent of the schools has called for an opinion of Corporation Council here as to whether they can have prayer in the schools anymore, as to whether they can have Christmas exercises, as to whether they can have Easter exercises. In other words, in any facet of life, school or otherwise, where God is mentioned or religion is mentioned, the question is now whether it's all tabooed. And so this sets a very dangerous precedent. And of course, in different communities, it will be construed in different ways. It's my hope that our schools will go ahead and have prayer in the schools as they have been doing, because in my opinion, this decision is not a constitutional decision. And I think that our people should continue as they have to pray to God and let the school children pray and conduct prayer in the schools, because I believe that Congress will take action to reverse this majority opinion. I want to congratulate Justice Potter Stewart, the one man who wrote the dissenting opinion in this matter.
Now, Senator Thurmond, even the justices of the Supreme Court have taken oaths of office in which they acknowledge the existence of a supreme being. And, of course, we all know the motto on our coins and the motto which appears in the Senate chamber, "In God We Trust." But in what other ways has our government acknowledged the power of religion?
Well, that's true. You mentioned the coins. On coins we have "In God We Trust," there we acknowledge God. And in the oaths of office, there we say, "So help us God," when we take an oath of office. And I might mention that in the Senate of the United States and in the House of Representatives, we have chaplains, and they open our exercises every day with a prayer. Now, are we wondering whether this decision will apply to those cases? Are we no longer to have a chaplain of the Senate and a chaplain of the House? Is he going to be allowed to pray in the halls of the Senate or in the halls of the House? And in the armed services, we have chaplains. We have Catholic chaplains, and we have Protestant chaplains. We have all kinds of chaplains for different religions. Are they going to be thrown out? Now, it's interesting to note, however, that in 1952, a case went to the Supreme Court about these chaplains, and the Supreme Court threw it out. Someone wanted to discard the chaplains, and they wanted to prohibit the appropriation for the chaplains, but the Supreme Court held it was constitutional. And in that case, I might say that was the Zurich versus Clausen case, it was stated that we are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. And what the court was doing in that case was acknowledging a simple truth and stating in effect that we are indeed a nation which has a covenant with God rather than a nation which has ruled God out of its national life or one which has made a God out of the state itself. And that decision was a sound decision. This decision just recently handed down is a very unsound decision. It's not only unsound because it meets unfavorable public opinion, but also because it's wrong. It's wrong, it's unconstitutional, and I'm hoping Congress will take action to reverse it. Now, you ask about other matters. I might mention it in the Pledge of Allegiance. Only a few years ago, after the Pledge of Allegiance had been written, we added the words, "Under God," if you remember.
Yes.
And another way that we have acknowledged God is in the National Anthem. If you remember, in the third stanza of the National Anthem, it refers to God. "In God is our trust," if you remember those words. Another thing is we have set aside a National Day of Prayer, and that is official. Another thing is, I mentioned, the opening of the Supreme Court itself. Every time the Supreme Court opens over here, why, the court crier comes out. Although it's not a law, it's a custom there. and says, God save the United States of America and this honorable court. They, even the Supreme Court all these years, since the days of John Marshall, the great Chief Justice of many years ago, has acknowledged God. The Declaration of Independence, the document in which we declared our freedom from Great Britain, acknowledges God. And I might say, if in a century and a half later, after the Mayflower Compact, when the Declaration of Independence was written, we acknowledge God in preparing the Declaration of Independence. And all throughout our entire history, our great documents upon which this government rests, we have acknowledged God. And I might mention that up at West Point, the United States Military Academy, they have a beautiful prayer there, a cadet prayer. Is that to go out? Can the cadets no longer use that beautiful prayer which has been used for generation after generation? And here in the Capitol, since I've been in the Senate, we have established a prayer room for the senators and the members of the House of Representatives. Is that no longer to be used? Is this Supreme Court decision going to say that the members of Congress can't have a room of prayer where they can go and commune with God during these terrific, tough, complex problems we have to face? If anyone needs to trust in God and show faith in God and ask God's help, I think it's the members of Congress. And I'm glad we have a prayer room here for that purpose. I would hate to see this decision of the Supreme Court attempt to abolish the prayer room in the Capitol. Now, I can mention many others, but those are a few of the instances in our government. I might say, Dick, that really this issue is what you might say a fight between those who believe in God and those who don't believe in a supreme being. And it's right along the communist line, too, because the communists don't believe in God. A communist can't believe in God, and those who believe in God can't be a communist. That's one of the basic philosophies of the communists. And it goes back again, as I said, to Karl Marx's philosophy. Destroy capitalism, dethrone God. And that seems to be the effort in this country today on the part of a certain segment of our population, including some in high office.
And you believe then that this decision of the Supreme Court has, in effect, aided the forces of communism?
I don't think there's any question about it. The Supreme Court, in this very decision, is aiding the forces of communism, whether they meant to do it or not, or whether it's wittingly or unwittingly, they are aiding the communists when they hand down a decision of this kind. Of course, they have handed down many decisions within the past years that have given comfort to the communists and have been against the best interest of the United States. Now, that's a tough statement I'm making, but I realize exactly what I'm saying, and I'm prepared to prove it. Their own decisions prove it. They are res ipsa loquitur. They speak for themselves.
Senator Thurmond, our time has gone by all too quickly. Thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time for another program. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.